This podcast helps you understand how people responded to the cholera epidemic during the industrial period in Britain. Disease was rife in industrial Britain. Many of the diseases that killed people had been around for centuries, but the overcrowding, poor diet and terrible conditions in cities and towns made them more dangerous. In 1841, average life expectancy was around 26 years in Manchester, around 28 years in Liverpool, and 27 years in Glasgow. In 1831, a new disease appeared, cholera. The epidemic had begun in India and had come to Britain through the port at Sunderland. It spread quickly over much of the country. Cholera was a terrifying disease. It killed very quickly, often within a day or two. It was a horrible disease with severe diarrhea and vomiting. The disease was spread by fecal contamination in water supplies, so it spread most quickly in poor areas where sanitation was worst. We know a lot about the outbreak in Leeds from the work of Dr. Robert Baker. He published a report in 1833 which clearly showed the link between dirty living conditions and the spread of cholera by plotting all the cases on a map. Baker believed the disease was caused by bad air from the dirty streams, cesspits and dunghills in poor areas. In many ways, this was similar to the miasma theory of disease that had been popular for centuries. Although Baker's theory about the cause of cholera was wrong, he provided evidence of the link between dirt and disease. The Leeds Board of Health responded to the epidemic by publishing advice in newspapers and on posters. They advised people to wash with soap and water, air and whitewash their houses, and avoid alcohol. But these measures could do nothing to contain cholera. As more and more people died of cholera, rumours began to circulate in Leeds that the epidemic was the result of a plot between the doctors and the wealthier classes to do away with the poor. The rumours increased when the Board of Health attempted to quarantine victims in a cholera hospital. People were afraid to allow their loved ones to enter the hospital. On the 9th of June, an angry crowd surrounded the cholera hospital, shouting threats and breaking windows. Some people in Leeds suggested that the crowd was encouraged by mill owners who felt that quarantining people in hospital would affect their businesses. Cholera riots, like the ones in Leeds, occurred in several towns and cities across Britain in 1832. Like Robert Baker, many doctors believed cholera was spread by miasma. Others thought it was spread by contact with an infected person. Other people thought it was sent by God as a punishment for sin. Although the power of the church had declined, many people turned to God in response to the cholera epidemic. In November 1832, the government set up the Central Board of Health. It included two doctors who had been sent to St. Petersburg to study the progress of the disease in Russia. Some local authorities imposed a quarantine. They posted constables on the outskirts of the town to turn away poor people trying to enter. Many towns set up a cholera hospital where victims could be isolated. Some created separate cholera burial grounds. Towns were encouraged, but not forced, to set up local boards of health. These volunteer groups relied on donations from individuals and charities. They employed inspectors to monitor outbreaks of cholera and printed posters advising people what to do to prevent the spread of the disease. Across Britain, the 1832 cholera epidemic killed around 32,000 people, and the crisis deepened during the 1830s and 1840s.
This podcast is from Hodder GCSE History, Dynamic Learning, and is copyright Hodder and Stoughton.